1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. Australia, the US and UK are among countries calling for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon. Zach De Silva reports.
The White House has issued a joint statement with Australia and a number of other countries saying current hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah are intolerable. It warns an escalation in the Middle East war is in nobody's interest and calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire to allow time to negotiate an end to the cross-border conflict. Australia has been urging its citizens to leave Lebanon while they still can, as some commercial airlines cancel flights to and from Beirut. Contingency plans are being drawn up in case people become stranded.
An inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. 31-year-old Ayman Turkmani was found suffering stab wounds inside his Lithgow Correctional Facility cell yesterday. He died en route to hospital. Turkmani was found guilty of the brutal assault and killing of 16-year-old Mohammed Harouk in Fairfield East in 2015. The Premier says his government has decided not to put forward candidates for the upcoming state by-elections. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Voters in the traditionally blue-ribbon seats of Epping, Hornsby and Pittwater are set to go to the polls on the 19th of October. They've been triggered by the retirements of former Premier Dominic Perrottet and former Treasurer Matt Keane. Pittwater MP Rory Amon quit Parliament after being charged with 10 child sex offences, which he denies. Premier Chris Minns says Labor won't be putting up any candidates for the seats.
Given we've never held any of these seats before, it would be not the best use of our time and resources.
Hornsby and Epping look likely to remain in Liberal hands while they face a tough contest in Pittwater against Teal independent Jackie Scrooby. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A man has died in hospital following an assault on the state's north coast. Police were called to Coffs Harbour Street where they found a 41-year-old with upper body injuries. He was taken to hospital where he later died. An investigation is ongoing. A year-long trial giving thousands of women easier access to the contraceptive pill is being made permanent. From Saturday, pharmacists who have completed required training can provide consultations and sell the contraceptive pill without a prescription from a GP. Shoppers are being advised to do their own research to find the best value for money at the checkout. Madeleine McNeil reports.
The latest choice survey commissioned by the federal government has found products at Woolworths and Coles cost roughly the same. Once again, German-owned chain Aldi has been named the best value supermarket, while IGA came in as most expensive. The data suggests stocking up at Aldi could save the average shopper $18 compared to the other stores. But Australian Retailers Association Chief Executive Paul Zara says choice needs to be clearer about which products it's comparing.
What I do know is that 7 of the 14 items are comparing national premium national brands at Coles and Woolworths with a private label brand at Aldi.
He's advising shoppers to use online tools to find the best value for money and make up their own mind on where to shop.
Hope Sport.
Panthers back rower Scott Sorensen is still fighting to prove his fitness for Saturday night's preliminary final against the Sharks. Sorensen has been sidelined by a hamstring injury. He's been named on the reserves list, but coach Ivan Gleary says he's far from a certain starter.
I don't expect as yet. Hoping, yeah. We'll see. Like I said, the next couple of days, we'll see how he goes. But he's done everything so far, so there's been no setbacks, so that's good.
And there's been yet another shake-up of the Wallabies halves going into Saturday's Bledisloe Cup test against the All Blacks. Scrum half Nick White has been dropped, replaced by Jake Gordon.
Hope weather.
Cloudy this afternoon, a very high chance of rain, winds southerly at 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 k's along the coast until this evening. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. Right now it's 11 degrees in the city, 12 in the west. Tomorrow, showers heading to tops of 18 degrees. Saturday, a possible shower, a high of 21. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower, tops of 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersane.
Hope 1032.
How can you live your best days ever?
Hi, my name is Cecil. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney supports me and other people with disabilities to live in the homes we love, with the supports we need to build our life skills and to support our employment journeys. They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Station sponsor Endeavour Foundation. Visit endeavour.com.au.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Revesby, there's been a crash with heavy delays westbound on the M5 just past the River Road. Avalon Beach, a truck breakdown southbound on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. The M7, busy heading southbound through the Lighthorse Interchange and Altingabby, delays northbound on Old Windsor Road. Come see the team at 4K RV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australian-made Avida Motorhomes on offer. For quality Avida Motorhomes, visit avidarv.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Get that spring in your step with Hope 103.2.
You're listening to Hope 103.2, Sharma with you. And 0448 40 2020. Send me a text or 1300 40 2020. Give me a call. I want to hear the pattern in the way that you and your siblings have been named, or in the way that you've named your children. Because a woman has posted online about how all of her siblings have sequential letter names. They're all J-K-L-M-N-O. And I know that's a trend for some people. I know that other people, all of their kids have T names or B names. Whatever that looks like for you or your siblings or even your kids, 0448 40 2020. I want to hear from you.
Hope 1032.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong, and a couple that I got it just right. I've seen the view from the top of the world and the sorrow by the bitter graveside. I've seen some prayers get answered and I've heard my share of no's, but there's never been a moment that you let me go. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been broke down. I've seen so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. In the good times, through the hard times, fill my pockets full of sunshine. I've seen so much of the good stuff, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. I graduated from the school of hard knocks, but there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned. One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. 'Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got that never gonna leave us kind of love. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been broke down. I've seen so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. In the good times, through the hard times, fill my pockets full of sunshine. I've seen so much of the good stuff, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. Nothing sweeter, no. No, there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
That sunset on those Tennessee hills got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best in my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I see so much, might not know much,
but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
That one's called Nothing Sweeter on Hope 103.2. And a woman has posted online about how her and her siblings have names that just so happen to follow a sequential order. So they go J-K-L-M-N-O-P, the names being Jake, Kelsey, Luke, Matthew, Noah, and Olivia. And she said that her parents initially didn't do it on purpose, but then they just so happened to see that there was a bit of a pattern, and they continued with it after the third or fourth kid was born. But I want to hear from you, 0448402020. You can send me a text or 1300402020 if you have a similar story or anything along those lines. Like, if all your kids have names starting with the letter B, what's the significance of it? How did that come to be? Let me know. 0448402020 or 1300402020.
Sparrow's not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily's not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need before I even ask a thing. And you hold me in your hand with the kindness that never ends. I'm carrying the sun's not worried about the winter, 'cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about
out the darkness or the shadow it cast. A heart that's planning in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me.
That one, Sparrows on Hope Drive. And in not so great news for most of us, it looks like Australia could be set for a wet summer as experts are warning of an increased risk of La Nina conditions. So this was through Sky News' weather meteorologist Alison Osborne. She explained that the country has been on a La Nina watch for the last 4 months, meaning there's been a 50% chance of a wetter weather system. So I think today's probably a great example of what to kind of expect. Hopefully it's not too bad.
Hope 1032.
God is love and his word is light. And today, Bible League need you to help bring that light to First Nations people across Australia through Buddy Eula for Bibles.
Majority of the Indigenous communities don't have Bibles. To provide this Bible is such a blessing. I mean, you should see the joy.
Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at station sponsor Bible League.
Is your soap making your dry, sensitive skin worse? The answer could be as simple as Soap Davila's divine range of goat's milk soap. Soft and gentle on skin and a trusted natural remedy for your skin irritations. Proudly Australian made and packaged in eco-friendly materials with free delivery. It's the goat of soap. Station sponsor Soap Davila. Luxury in every bar. Order now at soapdavila.com.au and save 10% with promo code RADIO.
Hope 1032.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Bankstown, we have a broken down B-double causing very heavy delays northbound on Stacey Street approaching Wattle Street. In Avalon Beach, truck breakdown. That's got a southbound lane closed on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. In Des Moines, we are seeing very heavy delays in both directions on Victoria Road at Lyons Road. The M7, very busy heading southbound through the Light Horse Interchange. And in Georges Hall, busy heading southbound on Henry Lawson Drive at Hague Avenue. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
My husband has longed to take me to a place he visited when he was a child, away from the city life and city lights, and into the outback, where we will be able to see an entire black sky lit up with the beauty of stars sparkling brighter than I've ever seen. Charles Spurgeon said, "Hope itself is like a star, not to be seen in the sunshine of prosperity and only to be discovered in the night of adversity." If you're facing what you would call a dark season, one of grief, loneliness, anxiety or hopelessness, let me reassure you, the same God who formed the stars holds your hand even in the dark. In the Bible, King David writes, "It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There's no difference between the two. Look up at the sky and be reminded that hope is real. It is a hope that does not waver through trial or storm. It is a hope anchored to the sure and steady rock of the God of heaven." You're listening to Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
It's all of
as hard as the wreck in the 1032.
Can't speak when we can't breathe. Can't dance if we don't move our feet. It's a blur trying to keep pace. Days are running like they're in a race. Can't move if we're in our own way.
That's for King and Country here on Hope Drive. Sharma with you, and it's 4:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. Australia has joined its allies in calling for a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israel has continued its airstrikes on Lebanon with at least 72 people killed overnight, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. The United Nations estimates more than 90,000 people have been newly displaced in Lebanon since Monday. A child killer serving time in a New South Wales jail has been stabbed to death inside his cell. Ayman Turkmani was found seriously wounded inside Lithgow Correctional Facility. Two men were captured on CCTV entering his room. He died en route to hospital. Sydney businessman John Ibrahim has been revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in Sydney's east earlier this year. Two men have been charged with multiple offences following the incident in late July. Energy Australia has been hit with one of the biggest penalties against a retailer for misleading consumers about electricity prices. The electricity provider admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. The federal court has ordered the company to pay $14 million. Police are calling for drivers to take care on the roads ahead of the school holidays. Extra officers will be out in force over the next 2 weeks. Chocolate prices are expected to rise again before the end of the year. A Rabobank report warns plant disease is affecting harvest and produce, and the cost of cocoa will likely be passed on to consumers in the coming months. In sport, the Swans have arrived in Melbourne ahead of Saturday's AFL Grand Final against the Brisbane Lions. Sharma, I'll have more news at 5.
Thanks, Sarah. And a mythological-looking creature has been found off an Aussie coast. We'll talk more on that next.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face. We'll
Hope 103.2.
Keep at it, Sydney.
Cats need a beat like a wake, needs a sleep like a pen, needs a page to the right, you need a mistake. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life come true.
Pressure mounting, heartbeat pounding, I start counting all the mountains I still have to climb, and it keeps me up all night. Second hand is in slow motion, information overloaded, wide awake and wide, but I've never been so tired. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. You hit me like daylight, making me open.
sunshine, electric pop, all I ever need a full stop.
When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. You hit me like daylight, making me open my eyes. Your love is like every single color magnified. Soft, soft, something like magic, changing my energy flow. Whenever the world around me starts to lose its glow, you light up like the light bulb. You light up like the light bulb.
You turn me all the way up. Yeah, you turn me all the way up. And when my world starts to go cold, you light up like a light bulb.
You turn me all the way up. Yeah, you turn me all the way up. And when my world starts to go cold, you hit me like daylight, making me
Shepherd, that one's called Daylight on Hope 103.2, and a couple of fishermen have reeled in a crazy, crazy looking creature. So they posted it on Facebook, and it appears to be a giant fish or a seahorse or just some sort of mystical creature looking thing. And people are saying, you know, maybe this is a sign of the end times because we're getting deeper and deeper into the ocean. So it's called a mega oarfish, and it honestly just looks like a giant seahorse, but like silver and shimmery. And it doesn't look like something that, you know, should be available for catching. It looks like it belongs in the depths of the ocean.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
It's hard to imagine what it's like living with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Yet this chronic and often lonely disease affects the lives of 7 in 10 Australians in some way. I'm Sue Peters-Hawke, and dementia affected my life when my mum Hazel was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. With knowledge and understanding, we can support those living with dementia to feel less isolated and alone. To find out more, visit the Alzheimer's Australia website, fightdementia.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
In Bankstown, we have a broken down B-double causing very heavy delays northbound on Stacey Street approaching Wattle Street. In Avalon Beach, truck breakdown that's got a southbound lane closed on Barrenjoey Road at North Avalon Road. In Des Moines, we are seeing very heavy delays in both directions on Victoria Road at Lyons Road. The M7, very busy heading southbound through the Light Horse Interchange. And in Georges Hall, busy heading southbound on Henry Lawson Drive at Hague Avenue. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. 103.2.
Coldplay is Life in Technicolor on Hope 103.2, and taking a look at the community notice board, thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Eula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. And there is a year 13 study camp taking place. If you are a year 11 or 12 HSC or IB student, this camp is for you. It's a great opportunity for you to get away from the usual distractions of life and get serious about your studies. This is taking place from the 30th of September. You can find out information about it online, hope1032.com.au. And while you're there, check out some of the other awesome events taking place in the community.
This before, and all this time.
one radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Lift your voice to the sky. Praise the Lord of all creation. Let his name be lifted high.
103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Lebanese Prime Minister has welcomed international calls for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. President Joe Biden and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron have been leading attempts to pause the fighting. The BBC's Tom Bateman has more from New York.
US officials see even the joint announcement calling for a ceasefire as a breakthrough in its own right. But it remains far from clear that Israel and Hezbollah are prepared to heed it. A 21-day truce would be intended to give time to reach a further final deal based on the resolution never properly implemented that ended the 2006 Israel-Lebanon war. The chances of reaching a consensus on that seem extraordinarily remote.
Australians in Lebanon are again being warned to immediately leave the country. The head of the Israeli Armed Forces has said preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion in Lebanon. The Department of Foreign Affairs has warned there is a risk Beirut Airport may close for an extended period of time. A notorious inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Ayman Turkmani was found with stab wounds in his cell at a correctional facility in Lithgow yesterday afternoon. The 31-year-old died while being airlifted to hospital. Turkmani had been serving at least 33 years in prison over the rape and murder of 16-year-old Mahmoud Harouk in Fairfield East and Sydney's West in 2015. The judge labelled the killing as brutal and horrific, with injuries too numerous to list and too gruesome to describe. Detectives have launched an investigation into Turkmani's death and a report will be prepared for the coroner. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia is pushing to hold the Taliban to account for its crackdown on freedoms for Afghan women since seizing control. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has joined with her counterparts from Canada, Germany and the Netherlands to hold Afghanistan to account under international law. It's the first step, which could lead to taking Afghanistan to the International Court of Justice.